Hey, it's Asania, baby.
Hey, it's Deshaun, baby.
And it's a light bulb moment.
Hell yeah. It's a motivational podcast.
Sure is. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Y'all check it out. Check it out. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the Light Bulb Moment podcast. And I am Deshaun Duran.
And I'm Asania Taylor.
Yes, and we are reporting live from... From Lexi's beautiful
Studio basement.
So much basement energy down studio. Here, you know what I'm saying?
Is it really?
It is. It feels real good.
Can you feel it?
Real good.
Where did you feel it at the most?
I feel the wine. I had nothing to eat today. I had nothing to eat today. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool.
Okay.
However... shout out to Angie B. What's up, Angie B?
What's up? What's up? How y'all doing today?
We are great. How you doing?
I am awesome, wonderful. Good. Be excited to be here.
So yes. Happy to have you here in the light bulb moment atmosphere. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
What
was our atmosphere?
I've been trying to get with y'all atmosphere for a minute.
Okay, good.
Appreciate it. We want more people to get with it.
Okay. That's good to hear. Trying to get with us for a minute.
I've never heard you refer to it as atmosphere, though. That was
atmosphere, stratosphere, yeah. This is like our realm, you know what I'm saying? When I press that record button, this is our place, you know what I'm saying?
You better be.
This is a universe.
You better be.
Stop it.
Yes. I haven't been here for a while, but we about to go back.
Speaking of corona, sidebar. Damn. I had a dentist appointment this morning that I couldn't go to because I had a cough. They was like, no, we're going to give you a week to get over your cough. Then you can come back.
Wow.
Literally. Wow. So I went there. They said no.
Oh, so you actually physically got there?
Yeah, I
You didn't call, they heard you over the phone?
No, I went there.
And then they were like, turn around.
So they heard you cough?
Yeah. They was like, Lord.
Damn.
So, yeah.
So what were you getting done?
I was just getting a checkup.
Oh, that don't matter then. Yeah, you fine. You going with me.
Yeah, so.
It's not that detrimental.
But I digress. Anyway, Angie B is here to talk to us about all the things that she does. She's a healer.
I am.
Awesomeness. So tell us about what you do.
So my business is Radiate Naturally.
Okay.
I have been a personal trainer, fitness coach for about 20 years, even though I'm just turning 30. Y'all don't do math. And
since you were 10?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you believe it. So.
I'm sold. Okay.
I know I don't look my age, so that's why I don't claim it.
I believe what you say. I'll be doing investigating.
So, yeah, I started doing fitness and healing work because it was one of the ways that I could control my life when I started fitness. And so as I progressed, I started adding Reiki modalities such as Reiki and trigger point therapy to help others reclaim their bodies. And as I started seeing more and more clients, especially one particular client, I realized that it's not just about, hey, let's work out, hey, let's go push some weight around, lose this weight, release this weight. I like saying release this weight because if I lose something, I'm trying to find it. I'm not trying to find this weight back, okay? So I'm releasing it and letting it go. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Right.
So whenever I had clients release weight, sometimes they would find it right back. And I'm like, what is this? And that's when I started doing Reiki and other modalities and using spiritual techniques.
What's Reiki?
Reiki is a Japanese healing modality that helps use your own chi or your energy source to heal yourself.
Define modality.
Modality is a type of healing source. So,
Like acupuncture would be a modality.
Acupuncture is a modality. Massage is a modality. Meditation is a type of healing source.
Gotcha.
So whatever you try to heal with or you're going to heal with, cool. And that is what a modality is. It's just an arena, basically.
Okay.
So as I started working with more and more clients, I realized that we can work out all day. But if you're not healing the emotional wound or the pain body of the emotional where you're still stuck at, you're still gonna be overweight. You can lose all the weight you want. You're still feeding that other animal.
I noticed that with trainers. It's like, it's not just physical.
It's not.
I had one trainer. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I had a bunch of trainers, but when I did work with them, it was a lot of mental.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a lot of emotional. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't just like, I'm just going to work you out all day and, you know, try to kill you. He was really trying to, like, connect with me mentally and see where my blocks were and what was going on with me. So it really impressed me to see that he was working on me, not just physically, but also emotionally and mentally, too.
Yeah, because that's going to feed you. Mm. Like, you might see me 2 or 3 times a week, so that's what? Maybe I do 45-minute sessions, so what? That's maybe an hour and a half out of the week. You still have the whole week to go through.
Right. Mm.
For me, my crafty is your wine. I love my wine, okay? So, you know, I might be good from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but at 9 p.m., when that emotional trigger happens, or when I start thinking about the past, or we go back into, well, I should have did it, what it could have, when the boyfriend of the old past or whatever and happens, we feed that somehow. Some of us feed it by food. Some of us feed it by sex. Some of us feed it by smoking. Some of us feed it by drinking.
Television. Some kind of stimulant.
We all have different stimulants, and that's fine. We all have wounds. You didn't become the age you are without the wound. But my job is not only to help you physically change, but mentally change to support the physicality.
It's funny, I wanted to say this. I was having a conversation with somebody. There's a friend of mine, and she used to be a little overweight. Actually, she was overweight. And she lost it. And she, I guess she thought once she lost the weight that that would make her
more attractive.
Or even calmer, and it would take a lot of stress away.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she was even more stressed out when she was smaller, because then she was concerned about how did she look, her appearance, how the clothes fit, and everything else. So it wasn't necessarily the weight that was the issue, more than, like you said, it was the emotional.
So I equate it to, like, lottery winners. People always say, when you know, you broke poverty mindset.
Mm-hmm. And win the lottery, and five years later, you're
filing for bankruptcy, and you won $40 million. literally,
how did you?
Now, I don't want to know how, but at the same time.
But it makes sense. Like, if you don't have an understanding and you're not rooted and grounded in some kind of information.
Exactly.
Because, it's really just looking at your money and what you're sending and spending.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's no different from emotion. Most people have a hard time looking at both of those motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how did health and fitness change your life?
Oh, goodness. How much time is this podcast? One day when I was born, I grew up in a very, very high-control religion.
Mm-hmm.
And so, very early, I realized that everything was dictated to me by this religion. And that's fine. Okay, cool. But one day...
what was this religion?
Jehovah's Witness.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I grew up Jehovah's Witness. Preacher's kid, elder's kid, like, not allowed out of the house. I was in it. Okay. So one day at school, my boyfriend at the time was like, let's take this class together. We tried to take a class together. And then, okay, cool. Of course, he got second period and I got third period. So coach wouldn't let me out. Coach says, you got to lift your body weight in the bench press. Now, if you haven't bench pressed before, that bar is 45 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
The bar itself, that's before you add the weight. So there's nothing but football players in my class. They got 100, 200. They got plates on both sides. They have 2 and 3 plates on both sides. So I'm like 95 soaking wet at this time. And
Tiny.
So I'm literally like, I walk up and I try to lift it and it doesn't move. I need a spot for the bar. And the coach looked at me and said, you're gonna lift your body weight by the time in the class to get an A. And I'm an A-plus student. Like, I've always been one of those people that I need an A. That's just me. So
you threaten your grade in order for you to...
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is lift your body weight.
Lift my body weight. So at that point, he put me at 100 pounds. By the time I graduated that class, I was lifting 125.
Nice.
Which is interesting, because if you couldn't lift the bar, you couldn't lift half your own body weight. Which means you couldn't even lift yourself.
Facts. But most really women don't think about that. We don't. We're just programmed to program. Wow. Oh, at that time in life, we weren't supposed to work out. You give birth, have children, call it a day.
Right.
Okay. What's a push-up? Mm-hmm. But y'all grow up Y'all grow up doing push-ups.
Zang, man. Bullshit.
But I feel like either we grow up doing push-ups or we grow up wishing we would have
done them. Right, yeah. Exactly.
I wish I could push up. I give you that shit.
Well, see, the guys I grew up with were always like, oh, how many you can do? I can do this. And I'm sitting there going,
bro, the testosterone, I was like, fuck y'all. I'm limber.
I didn't grow up doing push-ups, but I grew up watching my brother do push-ups.
Gotcha. Yeah. See, I grew up a tomboy. My daddy wanted me to be a boy, so I grew up playing basketball, football, baseballs, all the things. Mm-hmm. But then as soon as I got my huge tits, which were a size A for a good 20 years, but anyway.
Right. She digressed.
I digress, father. Rest your soul. By the time those little knobs came in, right, and they were huge to him, I couldn't play ball anymore, so I had to figure out some way. And after that class, I definitely started to see how to control. That was one thing that I could control, was my body.
Okay.
And the religion couldn't take that from me. Mm-hmm. And from that, people wanted me to work them out. People wanted me to start working with them. But like I said, eventually I got one of my longest terms clients. Shout out to Jason, one of my longest clients. He was about 300 pounds at the time, and he could not get past 300. Mm. He was always start at 350 and go to 300. We get to 298. Mm. Literally, I wouldn't see him for 3 weeks, and he had the money. He would just sit at home playing video games for 3 weeks, and I'd come to his house. He would gain it all back. He did be Pizza Hut, Domino's.
Yeah, when he's gaming, he's in his zone.
He's in his zone.
Not as mental. Yeah.
But at the same time, he was whatever it was. 298 was the number that he couldn't get past because he couldn't face whatever it was on the other side.
Right.
And so that's when I started meditating. Like, okay, what is it? This is not physical. He can drop the 350 to 300 easy.
Right.
Fine.
He knows how to lose weight. Right.
298, something would happen. I wouldn't see him. Perfectly healthy, perfectly fine. And I'm like, this, and so I sat him down one day, what is it? And, you know, he told me what it was, and I'm going to disclose that right now. But once we got past that, yeah, I just said, huh?
No, you good.
So,
I want to know what it was. I'm nosy like that. It's all good, though. I got you. That's the issue.
Came out of the closet.
Okay.
He had to come out of the closet.
Yeah.
But he didn't think other people were going to like him for that.
That's a really
Once he came out the thing, closet... Yeah. Then after that, he lost the rest of the weight.
Yeah.
And he got him a nice person.
I'm sorry. I got to get my brain back. Because that affected... It's two extremes. It's two extremes. But that insecurity led to that.
Because I'm
a blockage.
Because I can't be myself. I don't know if you're going to accept me, so therefore I must have to feed it. I have to feed it because I have to nourish this animal inside of me.
And food was the thing.
And food was his. Food was the thing he used.
That's deep. I always say your sexuality plays a role in every part of your life.
Right.
Whether you know it or not.
It does. So when he finally came out of the closet, that's when he got under 200.
Damn, that's an extra 100 pounds.
That's a whole nother person.
Yeah.
And that's what that person was. Mm. That extra person was him not identifying with himself and being honest with his true self. So, you know.
I'm trying to get to 185, 190. And I can't get past 290, 190. So, no, I got down to 190, so.
Where you at now?
I don't know. Fluctuates.
Right.
So that's when I realized the correlation between it and started meditating with my clients and actually stretching them out and talking to them about, okay, so
that's when you started involving, like, the counseling part of
basically
what you
the
do,
life
right?
coaching side, right. And, you know, what go journal, because most of us don't take time out to, like, literally sit down and figure out what I think about this situation. Mm-hmm. We'll go through life and, you know, well, you know what? Deshaun, I didn't like what you did. No, we'll talk to ourselves or talk to our friends about, you know what he did, yada, yada, yada. He did this, this, and this, and yada, 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 yada. But I'm not going to confront it.
Right.
Or basically at least get clear with myself on why I'm mad with you.
Right, right.
So, and we carried that pain body with us for a while. Mm-hmm. And we had to let that go to transcend to where we need to go next.
Right. So is that where you made the connection between the mental health mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. fitness?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. How do you involve nutrition? Are you like vegan or?
I let people try to choose because that's your choice. I am more pescatarian, mm-hmm. Intermittent fasting more than anything else. Mm-hmm. I grew up, my dad was a butcher, so I don't think I'm ever going to swear off meat. Now, I do take weeks off of meat. Don't get me twisted, okay? I take some days off, but I'm sorry. if I feel like a hamburger that day, I'm getting a hamburger that day.
Wendy's it is.
And I feel like we just keep pigeonholing ourselves to certain spaces so we feel comfortable about certain things we do. Like, no, enjoy it.
Enjoy
it. We got canine teeth for a reason, motherfucker.
Thank you. I mean, that's sometimes, I was pescatarian for a good year, but trust and believe, if I looked at my boyfriend with a tick in my eye, I'm like, go get me a steak. Dad, what was outside and going to go get me a steak real quick?
Cause kill a cow. Right.
Because if he didn't, he might have been dead himself. Like, take it.
Right. Exactly. So I think, I think with food, it's really mental, too.
Yeah, it is.
I think as long as you have control over whatever your diet is, I think you'll be fine.
What I tell my clients is this. Just don't let the food control you. That's why I like fasting. Now, with fasting, you have to literally, it's a mental challenge to fast.
It too.
And it also confronts those things. It confronts those emotions that come up because we use food now as emotional.
To suppress it.
Suppress
it. What happens when you have no suppress? Suppressing with these things. Okay, no different from television and everything else.
No, alcohol, crack.
Alcohol.
Smoking, whatever the heck.
I haven't been eating as much.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't had any electronics as much.
Right.
And there's been a lot of stuff which has been coming to the surface lately.
Every time I do an alcohol fast, every time something hits the fan, and I'm like, one more minute. Do 5 more minutes off? Okay, cool. Forget it. Because I much rather go ahead and bring my body down in anxiety before I do anything else.
I want to get stuck. We discussed a lot of the mental part, but the physical part, because I also want to get into the energy. But I want to talk about the physical training.
Okay.
How does that work?
So physical training is the same thing, but it's still mental, like you said. Because we go into the gym thinking what I can't do.
Right.
We walk into the gym thinking, oh, I can't do that.
Especially if you haven't worked out before.
Exactly.
Like, you have so many blocks.
I can look at you and see what you can do. I'm going to test you. But let's say if I say do 20 push-ups. Okay, fine. You get a 15. Oh, somehow or another, and I'm the same way. I am the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I like working out with men more than I like women, too. I like working out with women, too. But for men, y'all's ego getting the control.
Yeah.
So since I'm a female, somehow or another, y'all gonna get 25 in because you're trying to subconsciously impress me.
Right. I can see that.
You get what I'm saying? Every time.
Yeah, that's true.
You get what I'm saying?
Somebody beat me in a video game, I'm gonna get agitated. I'm getting that ass that second round.
If a girl hands you your ass, you gonna be like,
that next round.
I'm like, bitch, what?
It's gonna be a fight.
You can't let a girl beat you.
A girl beat you?
Right.
And I mean, depending on the gentleman and how long they've been with me.
Just a girl. Just the inferiority of the skill level. It's got to be like, I respect it, but like,
there's been plenty of times I had gentlemen look at me and like, and I'll say, come on, no, I can lift that. They go, Angela. I'm like, I'm just saying so your subconscious will get mad at you.
Right.
And sure enough, yeah, I'm like, there you go. But we all do that. We all think there's a number in our head. If I say 20, let's do 15. And then I need to stop and whatever. You can push through. It's just a matter of you telling yourself you can or can't. And in this country, we're quicker to say what I can't do instead of what I can do. So a lot of times, you hire me. Because you need someone to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
That's all I'm there for. Mm-hmm. Most of this shit you can do by yourself. Yes,
and
you
most
can.
Most of that stuff is accountable. I mean, but like even in this scenario between our partnerships, mm-hmm. all that stuff is accountability. Even this trio.
Yep.
Like, we needed a third person because if I'm not on him and he's not on me, then we need somebody on the both of us.
Exactly. Same with my podcast. I needed someone to keep me. I'm with you on that. It's better to have an accountability partner and it holds you. It takes a guesswork out because now we can sit down together and go, okay, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what I'm seeing. okay, this is the pattern that you have. We all know our patterns. I know my patterns, too. But when someone else calls out your patterns...
Yeah, it burns a lot more when somebody...
Shit.
Yeah.
You saw it?
Man, somebody told me that I'm bossy. And I like to direct people.
Sometimes you need that mirror.
Yeah, it was cool mirror, though. I appreciate that person.
Sometimes
that
you need
mirror.
Somebody to need show you mirror. How you look.
Yes, that was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But, so the physical side is exercise, working out, stretching. Is it any weightlifting or conditioning?
Weight training. I do weight training. I've done powerlifting and bodybuilding. And honestly, one of the biggest things that I think for females, I strongly believe, is that females need more weight training. Mm. We can handle it. That's that tone, lean physique that you want. You're not going to get that on the cardio running and stuff like that. No, no matter how much weight you lift, ladies, if you're natural, you're not going to ever look like a man. That's just it. You're never going to look like a man.
Yeah, because a lot of girls ain't going to look like bodybuilders.
You're not. Right. The women that look like bodybuilders didn't do that
they're
shit.
They're taking something.
They did it on purpose, mm-hmm. okay? They're in the gym for 3 and 4 hours a day. They're taking supplements. Mm-hmm. They're watching their food intake and not drinking alcohol, not smoking, not doing whatever the hell. Most of us ain't going to give up one of our, you know, our gimmies, which right. is fine. I'm not going to give up alcohol. Wine. Mm-hmm. So, therefore... Me and Wine are not going to be on a breakup besides between Sunday and Wednesday. After that, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is steak weekend. So you're not going to look that way. Lift some weights, get some heavy weights. And what happens is, and one of the biggest myths that I love to dispose is muscle weighing more than fat. Muscle necessary does not weigh more than fat. A pound of muscle and a pound of fat
is
still a pound. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to equate it this way. If I gave you a dollar, would you want it in a... No, if I gave you $100 right now, would you want a $100 bill or would you want $100 in pennies?
A $100 bill.
Why?
Because all them pennies going to take up more space.
Okay. So, but you can still take that $100 in pennies to Publix, right?
I see.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You take that $100 in pennies to Publix, that bitch gonna cuss you out, roll her eyes, but she will count that money for the most part, right? Mm-hmm. The $100
Everybody pennies, behind me, too.
Right. The $100 in pennies is a fact. Mm-hmm. It's still $100. The $100 pennies don't take up more space. It's a fact. $100 bill is the muscle.
One nice, crisp, lean $100 bill.
Leaner. Mm-hmm. I can carry that $100 bill in my pocket and no one knows I got $100. If I carry $100 in pennies with me, everybody gonna know it. No one's going to steal it from me, I don't think, but no, everybody's going to know it.
Right.
So we want that muscle because the muscle doesn't eat the fat. It helps you burn fat more. Mm-hmm. So we don't eat fat.
We burn it off. Okay.
So when you eat a steak, did you eat the fat? But most of us eat the muscle. When we eat the chicken, we're eating the chicken's muscle. When we're eating a steak, we're eating the steaks with the cow's muscle. Mm-hmm. That's what we're eating. So your body will eat muscle if it starves for too long, but it will never eat fat.
Interesting.
Right. And those are the two things.
That's why you lose your muscle build after a while, especially if you're not working out or you're not eating consistently, so it burns the muscle off, and then the fat stays around and consumes the rest of the space. Therefore, I'm sorry. Thank you.
You're
I'm
going
to stop right there. I would literally go.
He had his light bulb moment.
I know. Exactly. Exactly. Yes, light bulb moment.
Ding. And it's why you have to work out to continuously burn.
As you have to continuously work out to challenge the muscle. The muscle, and like your brain, you have to continually read and challenge your brain in order to keep your brain keeping going.
Yeah.
So just like your muscle, you have to keep your muscle going. You have to keep challenging your muscle.
Okay, I'm fine. Okay, that one. Sidebar with the whole working out the brain. And as I get older, I'm noticing adults, I've gotten, they get like a lot, they get lazier, like mentally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like they don't do anything. Like it's kind of like, okay, I'm finished with school and finished with education, my children are done. I don't have to think anymore.
Right.
So I'm not going to really do much that, unless my job requires me. And at this point, I've been doing it for 15 to 20 years, so I'm on autopilot with it. So there's
right.
no reason to challenge myself. So, not using that, is that Do you think that's the reason when people get older, I would say, oh, but they start forgetting stuff a lot more? Even because even people without Alzheimer's, my mom does not have Alzheimer's, but she's like, I can't remember shit.
It's two things. The left and right brain, and we've been talking about this with my certification company too. The left and right brain does not, they're in the same house, but they did not want to connect. One is for math and logical, and one's creative stuff, okay? Now the personal training skills, and like you said, are more mind-body stuff as well. Now, what we're doing now is we're working out with you and asking you what's the last 5 digits of my phone number. Because that takes a different part of my brain. Or asking me to spell phone.
Making you use them at the same time.
Making you use both sides at the same time.
That's interesting. And what's the name of this company that you have?
This is called Ace Fitness, South America Council of Exercise.
Would that be considered multitasking?
Yes.
That would say that would kill the whole myth that multitasking does not exist.
No, it does. It does exist. It does exist. The thing is that you need both. You need both sides of the brain. Mm-hmm. And what happens is with Alzheimer's and dementia, we're not using one side or the other. We've gotten comfortable just being an analytical person, so therefore everything's analytical.
And then the hemisphere starts.
And the hemisphere starts. The creative side doesn't have anything to do.
So you're not sparking.
You're not sparking. You're not creating new pathways.
I'm sorry, you just gave me
I gave you a boner?
No, a brain gap.
A brain gap boner? Cool. You had a brain boner.
I ain't even playing. Like, back in my head, it's just firing off.
So, light bulb moment?
Light bulb again. Okay. So what happens is, like, I say, you know what? Challenge yourself. Take a different way home. Take a different way home from work. Because even with that, if you just take a different...
It makes
your brain pay attention.
Yeah,
because,
true.
Honestly, we can all drive home right now and not remember if that light was green or not.
Autopilot
like right. A motherfucker. Because there's plenty of times I look behind me and I'm like, shit, was that light green? Alright, I'm just gonna keep going.
I'm going now.
And so, in order for us to, because once a dementia and Alzheimer's presents itself, it's too late. But these are the things that you can do now.
Now, do you work with older?
I do work with older people too. And now I work a lot with balance, and they can't stand me with that because anybody over 30, you start losing your balance. And that's just natural. So now I have people just literally stand on one foot and catch a ball. Ooh, we hate that. Or, you know, a lot of my exercises are one-leg deadlifts or one-leg squats or one-leg whatevers. And, oh, my goodness.
I went to Tai Chi class, and that was the thing that fucked everybody up was fucking balance. And that's all I wanted to do was get my balance right.
But
that was the whole thing.
But balance. One of the leading causes of death is hip. You fall and you
break
your hip.
Or your hips or your legs, something bad, you fall, but hit your head.
And you hit your head, and you're on the floor for 3 days because no one's there.
My homeboy's dad found his dad, slipped out the bathtub.
Sad. So we can prevent that with balance exercises now. At least now, my goodness, because we don't use our core like we used to. If we all look at the 3-year-old, 2-year-old babies that's been starting to walk, they start wobbling and where? They're wobbling their stomach first. And once they finally get their stomach right, now they can back, but now because we've been walking for years, we don't use it here. We gotta use our core.
Yeah, Tai Chi was about getting your posture.
Just by getting your core right.
My trainer always said, once you get your core right, everything else will just follow.
It follows through.
And when I'm looking in the mirror, I'm looking at my midsection. I'm like, if that right there was together, everything else would just look perfect.
All right. So now that we understand it's about your core balance, using your brain. Physical activity. I met the 65-year-old man, and he played a lot of video games, even for like games. And he was on point, on cue. He was like, he was still using it, like he was playing his grandson. His grandson couldn't understand why he was so
good at it.
But I was like, do you know this man has probably like 30, 40 years of experience,
right?
Experience that you've been living. So it's just firing off from at this point. So. We have the mental part, the physical part. How does the energy, how's that incorporated into your healing process?
Everything. Everything's energy. We're all atoms and matter and things. So all of this is all connected. If you get your energy right, Once you figure out who and get in tune with who and what you are, then everything else doesn't matter. I've been able to, for me personally, as I've been transitioning, at one point in my hardest time with emotions and stuff like that, and in my transition, I was up to a bottle or two of wine a day. A bottle a day. Or two, depending on the day. Not drunk. I just enjoy wine. Not drunk at all. But, you know...
Motherfucker.
But, you know, not really realizing that I'm
consuming
that much because I'm bearing it. Once I started healing myself and saying, okay, and itemizing, saying, okay, let's look at this.
A lot of things started with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's look at this. This is good or bad. This is neither good nor bad. But what is this? How do we deal with this and move forward? This is neither good nor bad. What do you want to do with this? Are we going to keep this or move forward? Are we going to get rid of this and move forward? Either way, once I started doing that, this wine started decreasing because I didn't have to hide from everything anymore. I started getting my chakras aligned and everything started moving more freely. And with Reiki healing, when I started adding Reiki to my sessions, meaning that I started literally allowing healing clients using their own chi energy, which chi is life force energy. We all have it from God. God, universe, spirit, whatever you want to call that, what have you. That using your own chi energy, you can heal yourself. The body itself is scientifically proven. The body heals itself automatically every 7 years. You regenerate muscles, cells every 7 years.
Shut the fuck
every
up.
Every 7 years.
So 7, 14, 21.
You have a brand new body. So any illnesses that you create is because it's mental and you've started claiming
so
my
42,
cancer.
So 42, I need to get ready for 42?
You need to get ready for 42.
Fucking right. Thank you for giving me fucking right. Oh, shit, son. I was dressed for 42. 42 gonna be the shit.
It'll be a brand new person.
Gonna be the shit. I get my money right. Pay for some young pussy.
He says that young
shit.
Pussy.
Oh, with that 42, you knew 42. They were like, what happened? They're like, this shit turned 42. I'm about to fuck you.
Oh, God.
Y'all watch out for the 42.
Yes, sir.
Here he comes.
Yeah, that is exactly what they're gonna say.
Beware.
Here he comes. Oh. He gonna come and come. He'll keep coming again.
Is he coming? Right. Yes, he is. Yes, it's yes. Okay. We're 42. Guys, it's every 7 years your body regenerates.
No, I mean some organs regenerate every day, some things regenerate later and every year. So every 7 years you have a complete new quote unquote body. So once
mentally
you
mentally too though, right?
No, not mentally. Remember, you carrying shit from your past and your mental. So that's how things regenerate. That's how you keep regenerating cancer. That's how you keep regenerating, quote unquote, my asthma. Mm-hmm. That's why I keep regenerating because I'm still living in that past moment. Mm-hmm. That's why I had to go back and heal those past moments. I, for me personally, had to literally go back and go, okay, let's look at this situation again.
And walk through it again and feel it.
And cry through it and see it from a different eye. My five-year-old eye didn't understand that shit.
Yeah, but your
but my older eye knows that, okay, my parents were doing the best they could.
Right.
No, it's some fucked up shit. Yes, it was. No, I wish they would have talked to me and said, hey, Angela, let me hug you, touch me more. But their love language was not that. So therefore, they did the best they knew how. Now I have to go back and go, okay, old Angela, this is the best they could, and forgive and let go. And that way, I can release that pain. And by releasing pain, I'm able to move forward and not create those old antibodies again. But food has a lot to do with that, too. Because as you heal, your food will help you heal as well.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
and that's why people go vegan.
With the different diagrams, the food that mm-hmm. connect with the different organs and stuff like
right.
that.
Right.
Oh, my God. I want to get
His brain gasms are awesome. So as you heal, if you're healing your body, that's fine. But you're also going to take the food in with it, your fuel. We don't go put sugar in our gas tanks. For what reason?
Yeah, that's true. My sugar intake has come down a lot.
It's come down a lot.
It's come down a lot. I don't even have an urge for it as much.
Right. So now, once you stop putting and oh goodness, don't we gonna get started on FDA and how they put more sugar and salt in everything. I just got finished teaching a class on this yesterday. Mm. It's almost self-defeating, but
I get tired of motherfuckers telling me about my e-cigs. I'm like, bitch, you eat fucking everything else and you gonna tell me about an e-cig, bitch?
That's like me and wine. I'm like, right. I eat raw vegetables all day. I'm gonna enjoy a grape.
That's funny. That's really funny. But it's grapes.
Mm. Not just grapes. Right. Many, many grapes.
And blue juice. Life force. And you heal yourself with your energy.
So that's what Reiki is meditation. And using your own life force to heal you. So, it was created in Japan, yes. Mm-hmm. But we all have this healing energy, and we all do it already. Mm-hmm. So, let's say your 5-year-old nephew, son, whatever the hell, falls and busts their knee open. He's going to put his hand on his knee. And I know for us females, we're going to run up to him, kiss it, make it better, right? What is that? Did you actually make it better?
That's transfer of energy.
That's a transfer of energy. Mm-hmm. You didn't actually, quote unquote, make it better.
Yeah, I said this to you yesterday. We said that damn Jedi's. That's that Jedi.
Right.
Shit.
Now I'm kissing it, making it better. Okay, cool. Make it, you know.
And then on top of that, he's also absorbing that in mentally. So
that's what Reiki healing is. His body. It's me kissing it, basically, and making
somebody
it better.
Somebody kiss this motherfucking elbow and make it better.
I got you. Let me finish your other side. Okay. So let me ask you this, because I did a Reiki healing. I did a trigger point therapy healing with you yesterday. Please tell me your experience with that. Like, it was this first time. I just told him to lay down. I didn't tell him what I was going to do.
Just lay down and let him control.
Yeah, I know it was coming. I didn't know it was coming.
He likes that.
I'm scared. You know me so well, Deshaun. That's why I love you. Over the past 2 to 3 years, you've gotten to know me so well. You thought you knew me before. Yeah, you scared the shit out of me. But no, all jokes aside, it was... I needed it, but this is the way I see it. We talk about life force energy. Mm-hmm. We talk about energy. We talk about meditation. And even in my Tai Chi classes, even for me in the beginning, it was hard for me to grasp what my instructor was saying as far as Dantian and the movement of Chi.
Right.
It's going to be maybe about a year and a half, 2 years to maybe even start feeling my own.
Right.
Like, it's to the point now, like, I know it. So, like,
it's scaring you for a spine, and we don't do that in America. We're so connected to we're more connected to our iPhones than we are our partners right now. So, dead ass, like, real talk, for me to get in contact with, hold up, this inside here.
Yeah, that's.
You're supposed to know it, not me.
Right.
We expect our partners to know more about ourselves than we know about ourselves. And that's some bullshit, but go ahead.
Just getting connected. When you tapped into it yesterday, that's why it felt right, because it didn't feel strange.
Right.
It's like, okay, this is really happening. As soon as I felt the sensation, it's like, oh, snap. Like, whatever it was that I was holding, boop, it was like my bubble had been popped.
Gotcha.
I had it
held
in, and as soon as you... It was like, nah, we can't hold this anymore.
Right.
Even with the stretching and everything, I was fine. It was cool. Mm-hmm. Like, you worked me out with the energy part.
Mm-hmm. Now it's only like 2 or 3 minutes on the energy part. I didn't even get to do what I wanted.
I know, and you didn't even stretch out both sides and have me completely relaxed. So that's what I'm saying. Like I after an experience in sitting here is a whole completely different. Like, if we wouldn't have did that and had this conversation, it would be like, okay.
Right.
Because I hear a lot of people talk about Reiki healing. Okay, we're going to keep saying Reiki healing. What the hell is Reiki healing? What is life energy? What is chi? You know, again, people can't really conceptualize that when I have these conversations with them about energy and chi. Like, you can feel it. I have to get scientific with it and break it down. Like, do your nervous systems are just electrical.
For people who don't understand chi and life force and healing and stuff like that, I like this equated to, have you ever been to a party? And you walked into the room and knew there was somebody there you didn't like.
Yeah.
You can feel that shit in the air.
You can feel that shit in the air.
Like, that bitch is here. I feel it.
Right.
Sense it.
And or you walk next to somebody and you just shake like, uh-uh. Or better yet, I've literally walked in and made new friends and we felt like we were best friends and known each other for life.
Yeah. That's always beautiful, too.
And the same day, I'm like, I felt like I've known you, but I just met
that's you. That energy.
That's the energy. That's energy. That's your chi. That's your force.
That's that, man. Yeah, we got to get before you, bitch, with us.
Right.
Oh, we said that in the gym before.
All right. I meant to look that up yesterday, and I didn't, so I will tomorrow, today.
Well.
Oh, you have time. We will have a conversation about this when this is over.
Speaking of energy and new energy, we're about to enter a new season.
Yay!
It is spring. I love spring.
Yay!
My birthday's in spring.
Oh, this is the cosmos? Birthday?
My birthday is May 11th.
This is what's going on in the cosmos?
Taurus on June 18th?
Yes, Gemini.
Yes, my boyfriend's a Taurus.
Ah, Gemini. Mm-hmm. I love Geminis.
Yeah, I know.
That's the Gemini. Yeah. When's your boyfriend's birthday?
May 18th.
Yes, May
18th. We're literally a mere month apart, which is really funny.
Yes, Geminis and Tauruses getting along.
How we work, I don't know, but you know, hey, it works very well.
I think
well.
We respect each other's mutual, like,
we do. But our love, our house of love and our house of money is in the same house. So, therefore, we're going to get the money and we're going to always love each other.
That's all you need,
that's
okay?
That's all I need.
Boom.
Well, spring, the spring equinox is on March 19th.
That's the
first day of spring in the cosmos. You know, new beginnings, we're moving forward and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I love a new season, a new feel, a new atmosphere. That's amazing to me.
In the cosmos.
I just like to start over. I do. That's all.
And now that you know every 7 years, you kind of get a fresh restart.
Right.
Bitch!
Exactly. And March is conjunct with Jupiter.
Say that again. Say that again. Say it for what we saw.
March is conjunct with Jupiter. March 20th, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be bringing fiery and motivating energy.
What kind?
Fiery and motivating energy.
Motivating, fiery energy.
Yes.
And what kind?
Motivating. Yes. In the Tower card of Tarot, may mystics have been pulling the Tower card, signifying great loss and dramatic change. Ooh, that sounds scary. Great loss and dramatic change. Girl, what you was talking about when you said this? But anyway, I digress. This is not a time to show fear, but to prepare. And you should plan. Manifest and take time for major groundings to get through this collective anxiety. Grounding is essential. Okay, y'all. Real quick.
Light bulb moment.
Grounding is essential.
Real quick. So I had an edible the other day, right?
You get really, really high. You
and,
get really enlightened then.
Yo, I got too high. I don't even know how, because I ate the same amount that I always eat. But for some, you know, edibles work like that. Sometimes you just
sometimes
get higher.
You just get higher.
And I was just in this really weird place. Like, I felt like my avatar was, like, talking to me or something.
Ooh, you had one of those?
But it was just weird, and it was serious. Because he was telling me that he didn't want to, like, it's like he wanted to start over or something.
Okay, skirt. We're going to finish this after the episode. Because,
No. So,
no. You good, but... In the
cosmos. Oh, the cosmos is done. Yeah. The cosmos is done. We have no more information on the cosmos. But Angie, you need to tell us about all the things that she do.
Hi, what did I do? Okay, where'd you find me? Find me in the... Hey! Okay, so, you can find me on Instagram.
Oh,
you can find me on Instagram at Radiate Naturally. You can find me on Facebook at Angela Emery, E-M-O-R-Y, not E-M-E-R-Y. I spell it like a university. All my social media is Radiate Naturally. So, and I have my nonprofit, support my nonprofit, The Exodus Group, also on Instagram and on YouTube. You can get workout videos from me on YouTube as well under Radiate Naturally, and I specialize in the 15-minute workout. So I have a whole program where I can send you your workouts from to your phone every day, new workout, and you can get 15 minutes of a workout, because as humans, most times we try to give to everybody else, and that self-care is so important, because we need, in order to give to everybody else, you can't not give, in order to give to somebody else, you have to have enough energy to give out of your bank account. And unlike your bank account will overcharge you $35 if you don't have enough money in there. However, your body will just say, I'm tired, I'm sleepy, or whatever, I just start gaining weight. Now it's just time to at least spend 15 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day on your workout, on your body, so that you have the energy to give to other people.
Awesomeness. Also, y'all, look out for our NOLA recap on YouTube. It's now on YouTube. And we're going to just, you know, show you some pictures and some videos of all the fun we had during Mardi Gras. We went to Asania's hometown. Also, we have a Ricky Healing Billy on YouTube. Also, you got a Ricky Healing Billy on YouTube?
Yeah.
Awesomeness. Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Where are you from? Where you from is that?
I'm going to get to that.
Oh, don't shut
down.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What does that word mean?
Huh?
What does that word mean?
Stop rushing me.
Yeah, that's what he just did me. I saw it. Like, he just shut me down.
But
he did. I'm used to it. This happens all the time.
It's the Light Bulb Moment podcast, y'all. Light Bulb Moment on Instagram. Light Bulb Moment on YouTube. LITE, not LIGHT, but LITE.
Let them know.
Deshaun Deron, everywhere you go. Austin, what's your handle?
Awesome Neo 17.
Everywhere you go.
Yes.
And thank y'all so much for joining us. We're also on Google Play,
Anchor,
iTunes, Spotify,
Radio Public.
I'm pretty sure if you Google the Light Bulb Moment podcast, all our shit should come up.
Right.
Also, if you go on our Instagram and you press that little link in the bio, you'll see all our other streaming sites as well.
It's going to show you where all our shit is.
Peace out, peoples. I'll see y'all later. I'll hear y'all later.
Wow.
And I'll be sure to end.